Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. It's strange that I'm doing this topic because I don't feel disconnected at all. But that's why I'm doing it. Now that I say that, that's the reason I'm doing it. But I can't quite match the tone of that. And I do like to do that. And I'm going to try to tap into, I have plenty of experience with disconnection my whole life. It's just that because of the repression work, I can't find it in my body. And so I think that's a perfect time to then share about it. I probably didn't have any business sharing about it as long as I could find disconnection in my body. And disconnection is separation to me. Disconnection, really, even though it's very, very much emotional, it's experienced, you could say, as physical for many of us. It's the sense that not only that we're each separate and that everything is physically separate, but that we're all disconnected from each other because of that separation. That I'm here and you're there and that we're clearly separate. And then that's what the consciousness says. And then with all the emotional repression that we carry with us, we have all this programming that plays into that sense of separation from each other, which I'm calling disconnection here, but to me, they're synonymous. I tend to favor the word disconnection for one, I think, really important reason, which is that I bypassed the crap out of anger. As you guys know, I buried anger and bypassed that. So I was using the word separation as a teacher for 7 books, and I missed a really important, perhaps the most important pocket of separation in my body, which was the anger repression that had apparently driven all my suffering my whole life, cancer, addiction, depression in college, disconnection, triggers, shadows. Did I say chronic pain? Any and all mental health issues that I've had. I just missed it because that was my greatest fear. And when we miss some sense of disconnection or some pocket of separation, you can bet that there's some deep fear there. And there was for me, is to feel and express that anger. So if you don't mind, I'd like to stop using the word separation and separate myself from some of the non-dual teachings and pick up the language of some of the trauma researchers in science that refer to disconnection. And then I want to talk about it in a very human way, I hope, that's not really spiritual, because I have so much experience, at least my form of disconnection. And so I feel like I'm an expert, really. I don't mean that like as an ego thing. I've just had a lot of disconnection in my life. Not only like disconnecting physically from people, like being alone, being with people and not being connected to my body completely with regard to anger and some fear. And then not being able to connect truly in relationship with people, even with the awakening, the initial awakening. So I have some experience I want to share. Stay tuned, please. Unbeknownst to me, all my life I was governed by conditioning that said, get away from them, get away from him, get away from her, get away from them. It's a continuous trauma response. That's what responses are in the body, trauma responses, continuous. So it was always protecting me as a continuous response. When I would get around people, I couldn't hear it, I couldn't witness it. You can't witness trauma, as you know, you probably read. This is why there's such a bypass in spirituality, because you can't witness the root of your suffering. And just keep suffering and witnessing the suffering that it produces. But here, I could not and did not become conscious of that programming in my body, but it had been governing me my whole life. And it's just weird to kind of wake up in it or out of it and see it, and then go back while you're in it in inquiry and see how it was governing my whole life, in other words. It's just a weird experience. to retroactively see your life in the way that it really was, that I was constantly trying to get away from people and then holding anger back at the same time and being false on the surface. So no wonder, for example, you know, after being bullied in sixth grade, I went home, I played guitar for like 7 years and disconnected from people. It's no wonder my mom said to me when I was in high school, "You're a loner," because that was the disconnection. I had disconnected from friends because my friends had bullied me in grade school. And that just transferred over to disconnection with all people. Because if you can't trust your friends, how are you going to connect with other people? I remember in sixth grade having the thought after I was bullied, I'll never connect with anyone again. And that's pretty much what happened. So like I said, my mom realized that I was a loner and kind of helped me see it in high school by bringing it up to me. When I went to college, instead of having the college life, you know, I tried the parties and the big social life. But the last 2 or 3 years of college, I ended up in an apartment on the second floor of an old house, and I never let anybody in. And I would go visit people from time to time, but I would never really invite anyone in. And that's when I think I really developed this, or strengthened this, get away from me conditioning. The memories that would come up for me in that house, when I would do inquiry many years later, be a very strong programming of me standing by the door and this programming that says, "Get away, everybody, just get away from me." Which had its roots in, you know, like I said, being bullied, being in grade school, hiding in the library, and then there's this programming that says, "Get away from them. Get away from them and get them away from you." And that's how I live my life. Groups of people? Nope. I didn't do that. I do it now. But I didn't do that. Even one-on-one relationships are tricky. It depends on who the person was, frankly. Groups are pretty much off limits, except for one group of gay friends that I had in Indiana for a while when I was in my 30s during my first marriage. A really good group of friends. And I felt safe enough for the first time to have those friends. But after that, after several of us moved to different cities, I went back to just disconnection. I'm telling you guys, this is what drew me, I think, to spirituality. Ultimately is, well, as does everyone, trauma and emotional repression. But this disconnection thing, I think that's why I was drawn to the talk of separation in the non-dual teachings, because I felt that and I resonated with that. And maybe many of you do too. Maybe that's why some of you like those traditions, and I still do too, very much. I consider this to be a non-dual path of inquiry. But we have to go deeper, and I want to go deeper with you guys, all of you who want to, on this question of separation. So I kind of lured you in here, you know, not under the false pretense, but I kind of lured you in here with disconnection. This is just as much about separation and ending separation. And that's what disconnection is. So let's get serious about this. I mean, maybe some of us thought we were. For those of you who are interested in true freedom, like embodied freedom, let's get serious about ending the sense of separation, which means transmuting that energy of disconnection that we hold in our bodies. Stay tuned. The felt sense of separation that you may feel as your body right now also has with it a sense of deficiency and lack. And as I said, you can trust that. And you'll come to know what I mean by that as you do this work. You can trust that if that sense of deficiency or lack is there, there's emotional repression there. In fact, if there's any suffering in your life, you can check and quite often see it's repression. But that sense of lack or deficiency is closely associated with that sense of separation. Do you feel that me sense in the body? It's not just a sense that I'm separate and therefore, you know, disconnected from everything else, everyone else, but also that there's something wrong with me or something is missing or lacking. And as I've said before, something is these buried emotions, which is the root of suffering, as science says, and that your body will show you. And that's the one thing that our suffering is connected to in most cases, is this network of programs hidden in the body, emotional repression, that it's hidden, but it produces the visible suffering in our lives. So if we're going to get serious about ending separation, we want to know what it is. It's that sense of separation, the sense of deficiency and lack, that felt sense of that goes with it. And with that, of course, there's a lot of other suffering in different forms. Stories, shadows, belief systems, depression, anxiety, illness, all that too. However, when we're dealing with the question of disconnection, which is for me the same as separation, we want to deal with the body. So if you will, I want you to now do just a little bit of what I call discovery inquiry, which just discovers that there's also a sense of disconnection, that your body responds to the sense of being disconnected from people and from life. So I want you to, if you can't get away from everything, all distractions, stop the podcast and wait until you can before you do this next part. Just start noticing your breath and feeling into the body and just letting everything that you notice here in the moment be as it is. Words that you hear in your mind, images. You can close your eyes and then notice any sensations, emotions, and just noticing and allowing those to be as they are is enough right now. And noticing being here, the felt sense of being, and also any sense of separation or deficiency, letting that be here too. Discomfort. With your awareness in your inner body, I want you to pull up important people in your life. We call them VIPs for short. Mom, dad, past relationships, current relationships. As if they're sitting in the room with you, your eyes closed, you're aware in your inner body, you're aware that they're here. And as you feel into your inner body, I want you to say, I can connect with them. And then feel into the body and see what just, is there any contraction that responds, any of that sense of separation? Say it again, I can connect with them. I can connect with them. Feel the inner body. Is the body saying yes or no to that? Just ask and see. Is this energy that I feel saying yes or no? See, because it's not, it might not be announcing itself as no, you can't connect with people. It might be. Just let be whatever arises or doesn't. But quite seriously, when you say, I can connect with people, the energy that arises, is that a yes or a no? The felt sense of that. Because it's saying something in response to that inquiry. It's a reverse inquiry. So, in other words, we're seeing if there's any objection to it in the body after we say it. I can connect with people. It's not a positive affirmation. Not trying to tell ourselves that we can connect with people and then not be in our bodies when we do that. But just feeling into the body and seeing what the body has to say. Because the body keeps the score on the suffering. I can connect with people. Now, most of you are probably getting, no, I can't. That's what my body's trying to tell me. But it might feel like contraction or a sense of separation or maybe emotion, maybe stories. Whatever it is, notice, just let it be for now. That's all for now. Even if you have to stop the podcast because I want to talk to you. I want you just to notice the quality of your experience, how maybe that sense of separation felt or got stronger, contraction. And it was like your body saying, no, I can't connect. And that's how it's telling you that at the most fundamental level, even prior to stories, you know, and ideas, and is the body saying no, because it keeps the score. Now, do whatever you need to do to regulate and come back here. This segment here will be somewhat short because I wanted to introduce you to some programming in your body if you weren't aware of that. Now, what that is, let me break it down because we can't sit here and just do inquiry. Is your body saying, I can't connect? If you did this work, you would find, if we fast forwarded through the work, you would find that that's actually about not being able to connect with some emotions that you've buried. That's what your body's telling you. Because connecting with other people, truly connecting, especially authentically, would mean feeling and expressing what's true. And you can't. And which means you can't connect with anger that you've buried, or hurt, or sadness, fear. And so that's why there's the disconnection. It doesn't seem like that, maybe, because those emotions are buried and now they are just that sense of separation and deficiency. Don't trust me. Actually do the work and you'll discover it. Once we can connect with the buried emotions, we can connect with ourselves, so to speak. But the self is just awareness. We're not the ego. Those ego identities are produced from holding the emotions back. So as those emotions are no longer held back, when those parts of ourselves are brought into awareness, this contraction dissolves, the sense of separation is seen through in the body. There's no more sense of separation. There's no more disconnection. That's because we can feel and express what's true. That goes right with it. Because the repression creates that disconnection from our bodies and disconnection from others, and that's the sense of separation. Now, knowing that in your mind, kind of cool, kind of useless in a way. It's cool because it can help you, you know, get to the tools here and experience it for yourself. Kind of useless in the sense that the mind likes information like that. It makes it feel safe, and that goes against what we're doing here. We're not just, you know, of course, saying things that we can say, oh, that feels true, and then we don't actually do the work. That's the bypass, actually, part of it. But if you heard that and it makes sense, there may be holes in that, but the holes are your unconsciousness. You haven't made those connections yet, like we do when we do this work. Perhaps so you might not see the connection between disconnection and separation, because it's actually experiential, and that's unconsciousness there. And if you have that unconsciousness, that might be blurry to you. Or how is the sense of deficiency in the body connected to repression? Well, when I say emotional deficiency, you wouldn't be aware of those buried emotions. You would just be aware of the sense of lack or deficiency that's created by that. That keeps you safe from those buried emotions. It's safer to feel like there's something wrong with me or I'm not good enough, deficiency or lack, than it is to feel and express what's true for me in relationship. See, it's about safety. Suffering is all about just managing safety and getting love. And getting love is kind of like managing safety. If you really, really hear this context, though, especially for those people, I wanted to just reach out to people who just feel disconnected. That's why I'm doing the podcast, because I don't feel that anymore. And we've got a pathway where you can, you truly can end that suffering. There must be earnestness. You have to learn the skills and the way that we use the inquiries, but it's there. Now, that sense of, how did I discover this? Just real quick, because I want to get to the last segment, I should say, which is just looking towards the solution even more. But I also want to take the time here before I get there to clearly define what I mean by disconnection. I spent some time talking about it, but I want to see if I can resonate with you. I want to see if you can resonate with me, and if I can really, I don't know, shine a light on your experience or some things that you might experience that you didn't see as repression and disconnection, but that you might see that it is. And then I'm going to get to the real solution here in the last segment. Stay tuned for making this as relatable as I can before I give you the solution. I didn't mean to imply that the solution that I'm going to point to would be in this segment. It'll be in the next one. I want to make this topic of disconnection relatable. I think most people can check in with it and see it in their lives, but it's relational. That's what I mean by relatable. You can be present with someone in their physical presence and be experiencing disconnection. I know many of you, like me, kind of left your relationships to a certain degree or your life and sought spiritual awakening, kind of disconnected from your life. And then you're there, sitting there alone. You're not in a relationship, or you're not around people. That's disconnection, of course, isolation. But what I'm also talking about is, I mean, for example, as I've said all my life, being in a group of people, I can never be my authentic self, but I didn't know what that was. I could just tell you that I couldn't be that. So it was safer to disconnect from people than to sit there and endure that, not knowing that the root of that was that I had buried anger, and that's why I couldn't be my authentic self, and that's why I had to disconnect. If you don't know that, then you're just disconnecting. And disconnect, in terms of relationship, disconnection also happens when we're in relationship of any kind and something goes wrong. As someone who represses emotion, we get triggered and we can't really feel and express what's true for us. So we shut down, disconnect, whatever else, and by not addressing the issue directly, the emotional issues, many of us disconnect from the relationship itself. So look at us who come to, look at those who come to spirituality, you, me, and we may have like a string of people that we were in relationship with, but we don't talk to them anymore. And it's not just that we now have a life that is away from people. We might actually have buried anger and hurt for many of those people because of the way things went down. And that's very much a part of the felt sense of separation and disconnection and deficiency that you feel right now. What happened and how you interfaced with the people in your past, whether you could feel and express what was truly true for you. And before you sit and think about it and say, I think I said everything, if you have buried emotions, you didn't. And how would you know if you have buried emotions until you take the test that shows you you have buried emotions, right? So it's very much about relationship. And I wanted to speak, of course, to those people who feel very much alone, because you're right there alone, listening to me right now in your car or your house. I just want you to know, I mean, I can't come there and be your company, and I don't want to, and you don't want me there anyway. But I want you to feel this, that this work became my best friend in a period of time in which I was very disconnected because of chronic pain. And it brought me the greatest freedom that you could ever imagine. And no matter how alone you feel or disconnected you feel, pick up these tools. If you're earnest, it can change everything. Which reminds me of how my disconnection happened through the years, is my chronic pain acted as my agent of disconnection. Because, you know, if I'm with people, I can just, yeah, my spine's hurting, so I need to just go, maybe go home. Yeah, it's getting kind of late, you know. I gave myself all kinds of reasons for leaving, but there was only one reason. Because our suffering is all connected to one thing. Repression. So I was disconnecting from those people, not because of pain. Well, yeah, because I was in pain, but the pain was the anger repression. It was the disconnection. And so many people I have such compassion for because you're experiencing diseases like that right now, or chronic pain or something that makes you pull away from people, and rightfully so because of the symptoms. At the same time, science says that so much of that is driven by emotional repression. So there's your disconnection hidden in your disease or chronic pain, your emotional repression there. That's how big disconnection is if you look at it. I mean, even those teachers that I met when I first became a teacher, where it's like this one lives on the top of a mountain and that one lives way back in the woods. And to find this one, you have to walk here and go there and then go, why is everybody really disconnected from the rest of the species, all the teachers? Until I sat as a teacher for a while, and then I became disconnected, and I just went to an RV with my partner, Chester, but it was not unlike all those other teachers, and then I never asked that question again. In other words, I never asked, why did they do that? Because I was doing it. And it's just how life unfolded. You know, maybe it's your life. You just, one day you find yourself, you don't have a lot of people around you. And then the people that I did have around me were kind of yes people way back then, around me as a teacher, I mean. So that's a disconnection, to have people around you that always say yes to you. Because if you're an anger repressor, you're already disconnected from them, and these aren't authentic relationships then, if people are always saying yes. So yeah, I know disconnection. Even as a teacher on those videos, you've seen me way back when, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there was real freedom and clarity there with regard to the recognition of awareness, but it doesn't matter. If you recognize the presence and there's disconnection, there's still disconnection. And that explains those teachers who, including me, who have these diseases and chronic pain coming from repression and who live on top of the mountain and back here and over there behind this and that. It all makes sense. Now, they might deny it. That's what I used to do. I used to claim that that was my freedom, but that was my disconnection. Because my freedom is actually to open to life and relationship. The word connection isn't quite it, because it still implies separation. But to really dissolve, go all the way with the embodiment of that and get to the repression that was creating all that response in your body in the last segment. That disconnection that I helped bring up for you, and we did inquiry there, that's the beginning of the solution. Even though it was painful maybe for some of you, the reason it was painful is because that's where you carry it all. That's how you carry that sense of separation, or where you do. But before I give the solution, I hope that you see that this is really relatable. This is our life. These are our lives. Excuse me. These examples are our lives. These are real human lives, I mean. These teachers, me, you. Laziness and procrastination is part of it. That's real human stuff. Why is that part of it? Because it's safer to just sit on the couch and do nothing and stay disconnected than it is to get up and move and be yourself. I had no idea what real freedom was, because it includes having communication and opening to people and having relationships so you can move in your life and create. And disconnection is all about never doing that. never really opening to people, never really creating the life that you want, and being afraid of that. Whereas freedom is creating the life that you want, because you're either processing that disconnection or it's gone. And there's going to be some bumpy hills on the way, because we don't want to give this up. And so here's perhaps the time to go to the last segment, because the juicy part of this is, I always do that before I go to, I've been doing that lately, is like, okay, I'm not going to tell you what the juicy part is. I want you to listen to it in the next segment. But the juicy part of it is, I'll tell you now, with regard to all the disconnection that you see in your life, call it separation, all the stories that you tell yourself that disconnect you from people, all of that, you're creating that. And that's an important thing to see on this path, I would say anywhere actually. And then to be able to get to how you're creating it, I'm just going to refer back to the one thing that I've been talking about on this podcast, especially the episode, All Your Suffering is Connected to One Thing. But I'm going to give a solution. I'm going to point to a solution with regard to this disconnection. And this is going to be to everyone out there. If you're sitting alone in your life and you feel disconnected from everyone, it's for you. But it's also for the people who, and let me say this real quick, who are in relationships. Because you can be present, but a million miles away. That's how we stay safe. And I didn't understand disconnection in the company of people until I did anger repression work. I didn't fully grok how humans are really disconnected. How could you know until you open to yourself? How could I have known until I opened to the buried anger and those parts how closed off I was? You can't know what you can't know. You can't see what you can't see, and you can't feel what you can't feel. So with that in mind, that we create it, and that as we're listening to this, we can't see what we can't see, we're unconscious. Can you be open to my pointing to the solution? Stay tuned. One of the things you have to come to see here, or I would say anywhere, is at a deep unconscious level, you don't want the freedom that I'm pointing to. You don't want the way out of that disconnection, separation on some level, no matter what you tell yourself. And if you don't understand this, you'll sabotage it, because you'll keep telling yourself that you want freedom, but you'll sabotage a path or a practice or a teaching unconsciously to stay safe and get love. Then you'll go to the next thing and you'll tell yourself again that you want freedom, but then you'll sabotage it. And that's how the system works. So the solution has to include all of that, that there are people listening right now who have been listening to some of these episodes who haven't started the work. And in some way, you'll have to do something for yourself. You don't have to. You always have the right to just keep suffering for a while or to do something else. But if you've been thinking about doing this, the way that I want to talk to you is that I'm already aware that on some level you don't want this freedom, but I don't know if you are. And one of the big reasons for the podcast is just to speak to people from this place of having done this work and gone into the unconscious, to tell you what I didn't know is that I was creating the disconnection and separation. There's no I. It's not the I thought that's creating it. It's the system creates that for safety, survival. And if you don't know that, you'll think it's just happening to you, and you'll be disconnecting from people and thinking it's them. Or maybe that it's you, but not that it's the real source, which is the one thing, because that's what it is. It's the repression driving that disconnection. But if you don't know that, then how are you going to end the suffering of that? And you have to know it for yourself. You have to go into your body and actually discover that that's what's going on. If you don't discover it for yourself, how can you trust that? How can you trust me or anyone? That's what it takes, is a self-trust. So some of you who are just sitting alone right now, where you just don't know how to trust yourself, either set up a clarity call with me or one of us at support@killaby.com, or take some step. Because, I mean, I just worked with someone. She just needed to take a step into inquiry, and there became this pathway that opened up for her, and she could see how she was sabotaging herself. Because disconnection goes deep. Separation goes deep. And we may say that we want freedom from that, but it goes so deep that if we don't fully align ourselves with what the unconscious is actually doing, it's going to keep doing it. There's just going to be more suffering and disconnection. Fundamentally, I've seen it's a disconnection with our bodies, and I mean that. I couldn't emphasize anything more than that in this episode, that the disconnection is not between self and other. There really is no separation. So to say there's disconnection there, well, yeah, it might be perceived as such, but the root of that is, if I can't be myself, then I'm going to have to project stories and shadows and things to protect myself from people, but also from the stuff that I've buried. That's the stay safe part. And then that gets me love, because, well, I'm not going to be myself. I'm going to show up in a false way, right? That's what we do. So we're not connected to our bodies. So the answer is to see that all of our suffering is connected to this one thing in our bodies, which is this network of programs. I'll go over it again because it's worth repeating, but I've been saying it. And by the way, I repeat things on purpose because I know that it just helps people to have a new context around this. But if you're an anger repressor, that one network is, I'm angry, but I can't express it. I'm afraid of it, in other words. If you repress sadness, it's I'm sad. It's a mind-body connection. It's not just emotion. I'm sad, but I can't express it. You know, being afraid of it. Or I'm hurt, and I can't express it. I can't express it or feel it. And so that's the whole thing. With repression, we don't feel this. These emotions are not felt. They are the sense of separation that you feel in your body. They are the contraction that you felt in the inquiry that I did with you. Those buried emotions are that. And we are not connected to those emotions in those contractions. See, being connected with them means that we could feel and express the anger, or process that, or feel and express the sadness or hurt. That's what it means to be connected. If we have contraction or a sense of separation, we're not connected to our bodies. In the way I'm saying it, we're not conscious in our bodies. We have repression there. Therefore, we're going to have a sense of disconnection and separation on the outside in our relationships. Because as we say in our mentorship program, the inside and out, our inside and outside are one. And as long as you have that sense of being disconnected from your body, from the anger that's buried or the sadness, you will have disconnection on the outside in relationship. That sense of separation in the body corresponds directly to the sense of separation in life and relationship, and you can definitely trust that. Meaning, that sense of separation in your relationships and in your life, that disconnection will be there as long as the programming of repression is in your body producing contraction and the sense of separation. That's what we mean, inside out. And that's a really good practice tip, because once you know how to do the work that focuses on that network of programs, the repression, it creates that disconnection and separation. Once you know that, you can then gear your practice just to that, right? So when you see the disconnection in your life, which is everywhere if you notice, you have this tool. I mean, let me hopefully bring it alive for you. If I'm sitting here in a doctor's office, I'm just making something up right now, and I feel like awkward around the people in the room, I can quietly rapid fire anger repression, like having to hold anger back, and then just feel more at ease energetically with my experience, because I might not know before I do that, that it is the repression creating that sense of disconnection with those people there. But you learn that here, and so you learn where to go in inquiry. You don't just rest as awareness because you have repression. The disconnection is buried. If you rest as awareness, you're just resting with that contraction. Here, you find ways in your life to step aside and go into what we call intentional rapid-fire inquiry on whatever you buried. That disconnection, then, the suffering of that becomes optional in any given moment. For example, if I'm on a date, and I mean, I'm trying to make it practical. Let's say I'm at a bar with my girlfriend and we've only been dating a little while. That's like the third date. I'm feeling kind of awkward still, kind of nervous, which is kind of cute maybe to her, but it doesn't feel so cute to me. So I was like, honey, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Oh, but by the way, maybe I don't say honey yet. It's the third date. Anyway, I'm going to go to the restroom. I'll be right back. You go to the restroom very quietly. You rapid fire the buried hurt that creates the anxiety on that date, because you know that's what creates it on this path. And then you go back out, and then that suffering of that anxiety then became optional. You don't have to have that anxiety. You have tools that don't just alleviate it. It gets to the root of it, because that disconnection is right there on the date. Repression creates it. So we can't open to all the parts of ourselves. We're afraid of those parts. There's the anxiety. And that's also science. Science says emotional repression creates a lot of anxiety. I mean, it could go on and on, like the solution in our lives. I'm just making up scenarios. I mean, just the disconnection of laziness or procrastination, the feeling like, I want to go out, but I can't. I want to go socialize. I want to go here and be with these people, but I can't. And just sitting on the couch and meeting yourself completely, not in the rest as awareness way, because that's too much of a bypass. We've learned it. Of course, rest as awareness always, but that's not the answer for this disconnection. When we're sitting on the couch, resting with inertia, resting with just a physical sense that we can't move, we can't go out. Witnessing thoughts and stories might make us feel more at ease in our inertia, but it doesn't end the suffering of that. It's not that the point is to go out and socialize, it's to not be stuck on the couch like we can't. See that? So that disconnection. Right there on the couch, we meet ourselves. And we start rapid firing how I can't go out because I'm afraid. I'm afraid to express sadness. I'm afraid. And we get to the repression that creates that disconnection from life, really, makes us sit on the couch. And if we stay with that, we find our life changes over time. Might not be that day, because this is a lifetime we've devoted to holding ourselves back, right? So we have to stay in that practice, but just the disconnection starts going away, and energetically, we change. And that's the last thing I want to tell you, is the solution is energetic. At least it has been for me, because we're talking about buried emotions and the sense of separation and deficiency and disconnection. So I have to be able to trust myself, my body, and allow it all for before I'm going to really experience, before any of us are going to experience, I don't even want to say true connection, the energetic opening, you could say, to what we are and in relationship to what we are. That's just words. It just doesn't work. It's the absence of the disconnection is the best way to say it. It's what you are minus this programming that demands the suffering of disconnection and separation. And I have to say this too. I mean, anger repressors might say, so then that doesn't ever include anger. No, the reason that you would see through the separation is that you finally included anger, because that's part of the separation and disconnection in your body, holding that anger back. So if that doesn't get included, and I think that's how a lot of us try to come to realization, by not including that. And then we just stayed in disconnection. And maybe here's maybe the last thing I want to say, because this is very much a spiritual path. And so many of us come to the spiritual path and don't realize what we're doing in the beginning. But people who've been listening to this and doing this work know it now. Is that if you really understand what's going on, that we're sitting here creating our suffering from the unconscious level, including all the disconnection we see and experience, that if we really understand that, we wouldn't just recognize that presence to which all that comes and goes, because the source of the disconnection doesn't come and go. That which creates the separation itself, that programming itself, doesn't come and go. And this is where it gets different, because on this path, because now we know where to go, we know that that doesn't arise, and so our work is to bring that programming that's creating the disconnection into awareness on a daily basis. And instead of just assuming that we can rest or meditate and somehow this disconnection or separation will just completely dissolve, I think the best evidence that you have is that it hasn't already dissolved. And that's what I had to look at in my life. You know, I mean, you could say that you recognize presence, that's there, but it really comes down to whether there's suffering. And if you look, it comes down to your body, because if there's still that sense of separation and disconnection held in the body, because the inside and out are one, there's still suffering in your life if you look. See how you can trust that? You can trust that whatever you're doing, whatever practice you're doing, it hasn't gotten to the source of that suffering, the very source of it. Maybe a lot of the suffering went away, but notice the sense of separation that's still in the body that you found here tonight or today. Notice the suffering in your life, and that's really all you need. It really is. To start learning, if you haven't already, that you're creating whatever's left. And I really want to speak to people who are on the spiritual path who will settle for a kind of an awakening and then disconnection. They call it solitude, maybe, but it's still disconnection. Because it's, I want to speak to you too. I always envisioned, because teachers come here to get trained and coaches, and that there are people who are listening who have actually had an awakening like I have, or many of us had, and you still feel disconnected in some way. Call it what you want. You know what I mean. I want you to remember that no matter what spiritual shift you've had, there's no into the depth of freedom, and that you too can trust your experience. Because I've visited the teachers who've written the books. I've seen the disconnection in their lives. If we're all honest, all of us, seriously, if we're all honest, the only thing that can tell us whether there's still disconnection in our lives is our bodies. By going into our bodies and checking it out with the skills. And here's why. Having met all those teachers and having been a teacher who had disconnection in his life just like them, and so much in people's lives, that I know I bamboozled myself with the awareness language and pointing and the various practices. I just hid pockets of separation and disconnection, just like these teachers do, from myself. And I robbed myself of that deeper freedom. But I didn't know it, because we settle for safety. I settled for safety. I settled for, there's presence is here. And I just fell asleep in it while still being disconnected to my body where the chronic pain was that had the anger. And it's as simple as that, is waking up to the presence, if that's you. And then having a sensation or sensations in your body and not really knowing what to do with that. That's how subtle this gets. That for me, most of the disconnection was just in the spine pain, in my spine, in the middle of my spine, this programming, holding, what had really been my entire life suffering. I just tucked the core of it away. So even for those of you who've had an awakening, maybe you tell yourself that you're connected to your body, but only the body knows. I'm asking all of you, from the person who hasn't had a spiritual shift or any sort of healing, who's sitting there alone right now, trust only your body, not what your mind tells you about this subject. In that way, you'll be all right. For the person who's in a relationship, just like I've been before, where you're sitting next to your partner and you can't connect with them, either you're disconnected or they are, or both, trust your body and not any of the stories that your mind tells you about why that's happening or whose fault it is. Because if you keep going to the level of story and all of that, you'll miss the fact that it's in your body. And for those who left relationship and who left life and who came to spirituality like I did, and you've had some spiritual shifts and you know you're still disconnected, don't trust your spiritual resume. Don't refer back to your shift or your state of consciousness for this one. Trust only your body. That's how we find the deeper freedom, I've realized. We have to go there, and that's the one thing. I hope this helps. And if you're interested in the one thing or to start this work, you can always go to killaby.com and scroll to the bottom of the page. That's our free repression test and the resources that help you start the path. And I always put a link to two things now, for now. A link to the free repression test in the description to this of this episode. And also a link to our May retreat, which is happening very soon, obviously, in May 2024. Our first online retreat, doing this work with the public. That link will also be in the description. Thank you.